Hello, hello. This is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Birdbrained. My name is Gabe. I'm here back with another episode. This week, I'm still Larsonless. He is here sometime in the next few weeks, though, so maybe I can get a hello. Maybe I can get a show with him at some point. But until then, I'm doing a bit of a country set episode this hour. Why country, you may ask? I feel like people tend to be actually pretty anti-country. I think it's funny, like, when you get to know someone, you're like, oh, what music do you like? A lot of times people will be like, yeah, I'll listen to anything but country. I don't really know why that is. So I, let's see, by way of background, I am not much of a country listener. I grew up in a city, did not grow up listening to country music, but very gracefully and graciously, I guess, my dad introduced me to country, mainly through the form of Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash. And he would do a Johnny Cash impression and go, even when he was pissing my mom off, he would go, Jenny, which is not my mom's name, but he'd go, Jenny, I love you, Jenny, which is from a Johnny Cash movie. So that is, you know, lodged in my brain and now hopefully in yours as well. But anyways, the main kind of turning point for me listening to country wasn't Johnny Cash, wasn't Patsy Cline, although those are classics and we'll listen to a bit of music from both of them tonight, was a road trip through the Eastern Sierra of California, which is, you have California on one side and Nevada on other, Reno, city of country legend, and Vegas, city of infamy, further to the east, and you're driving down the Sierra, and it's perfect time for country music. But at the time, it was, I was in high school, and I was insistent on being on aux. That's why I'm a radio DJ today. I was like, you know what, Dad, we're gonna listen to whatever high school hip hop BS that I was listening to at the time. And he got so mad that he like took aux control from me and was like, listen to country, damn it. And he played this playlist that he had made, which we've since added to, called Gunnison, named after Gunnison, Colorado, also of country fame, which we'll hear in lyrics of a few songs tonight. But yeah, and then from then on out, from mid high school onward, I was pretty into country. I'm gonna play some of my favorites tonight. We're gonna start off with a classic, Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell. Then I'm going to play some gospel, some African-American folk, and some Appalachian music, which are kind of these three precursor genres that really influence country as we know it. Then I'll play some classic country, some American primitive guitar, which is one of my favorite forms, which takes a lot from Appalachian music in particular. And then we'll close out the hour with a few songs by this band called the Des Lawns, which I had the privilege of hearing this summer up on North Haven in Maine. It was one of those concerts where you kick off your Birkenstocks, wiggle your toes in the grass, and get to dancing. So I want to give them some airtime and share some of their music with you all. But that's enough talk from me. First, we're going to listen to Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell. I hope you enjoy. And as always, if you have any recommendations, any requests, give me a call. The WMFO number is on our website. Or if you know me personally, shoot me a text and ask for something. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy. This is Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. All day, he washed all night, he washed till his hand was.
She's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo. Telephone Dave, July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game.
To me.
That last song right there was called T-Bone Blues by T-Bone Walker. That is a very classic blues artist. He's from Texas, kind of came up in the 1940s and, you know, left his mark on blues and also on country. That's why we're playing it now. Before that, we had Cuckoo Bird by Clarence Ashley. And that's an example of Appalachian music right there. And then before that was Wade in the Water by Ella Jenkins and the Goodwill Spiritual Choir. And that is off an album called African American Folk Rhythms, which when I was doing research for this episode came up on the Smithsonian website. And there's a really good article there. So if you liked that Wade in the Water, I highly recommend that you go check that out. So that's hopefully set the stage a little bit for the sounds that we're going to hear over the next hour. Blues, gospel, American folk, African-American folk, and Appalachian music are obviously the precursors to country, and we'll hear a lot of similarities throughout, so keep your ears open, and as always, give me a ring if you want to hear any music. Do I have a country anecdote? I don't know. You know what? I'm going to let the music play. I won't gab at you too much, but if I have a story to share, I'll tell it at the next break. This next song, this next little flow here is, let's see, I think for the most part, like older country. This first song is by Patsy Cline. It's called Crazy, featuring the Jordanaires. This was big in the 60s. The next one is going to be Deep River Blues by Doc Watson, which was put out in 1964, self-titled album. And then after that, we're either going to listen to Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash, which is the classic, very famous live album that he did at Folsom Prison. Or we'll do Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Odetta, which was put out in 1965. And Odetta was an African-American folk artist who was a huge influence for both, or cited as an influence for both Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan, who we will definitely both be hearing more of throughout the episode. But this next song right here is called Crazy by Patsy Cline. I think putting it right next to T-Bone Blues by T-Bone Walker, you kind of hear a lot of similarities. So, you know, here it goes.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy, for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, and she looks like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. There ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better than I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, and let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son,
Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
There you go, Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. That is such an iconic song. I love that song. It actually, like, whoo, my God. It was recorded in 1968 at Folsom State Prison in California. And it was after his song, Folsom Prison Blues, which he released in 1955. So this is a full 13 years later. And it's his first live album, performs it at Folsom Prison, in front of the inmates there. And it's about, I just think it's so cool. The lyrics are, I mean, you heard them. They're great. And just, yeah, love that song. I love you, Jenny. Before that, we had Deep River Blues by Doc Watson. I'm realizing I'm playing a lot of blues songs here. It's kind of almost as much of a blues hour as a country hour. Oops. And then before that, we listened to Crazy by Patsy Cline, which I hope you heard some of the similarities I was talking about there, between that and T-Bone Blues by T-Bone Walker. And if not, that's okay. I hope you enjoyed both of them anyways. My little anecdote is actually about Crazy by Patsy Cline. This is a song that was in my grandparents' like CD rack, or this album was in my grandparents' CD rack, I'm pretty sure. And my dad would, whenever we were at the house, would play it, especially around Christmas time. So for some reason, I really associate country music with Christmas. That was, you know, most of my childhood. And then in high school, when I finally got Spotify at like 2016 or whatever it was, that was one of the songs that I like transferred over from like my parents' old playlist that they made for me. That was like Gaby's favorites from preschool or whatever, onto Spotify, and that was on my phone, and I found it again in high school, and it became like totally my like kind of late night walking around the neighborhood like sad song, which country is good for that. We're actually gonna listen to the next stretch of songs here is country music that I picked out that explicitly has sad themes in it. I think country and blues, I mean, like, just in the name, in blues, as well as folk music, kind of deals with sadness, which is not an emotion I think comes up in a lot of other music, to be honest. I mean, maybe it does, but I definitely think country. When I'm sad, I play country, and also when I'm happy, I play country, but it's good for that. But yeah, I kind of need to decide what I'm going to play in this next set, but we're starting off with Karen Dalton's A Little Bit of Rain. off of the 1969 album, It's So Hard to Tell Who's Going to Love You the Best. This is weather appropriate for the Boston Somerville area, as it's going to start raining later tonight. Hopefully just a little bit of rain. And then from there, we'll probably play, let's see, Sunday Morning Coming Down by Kris Kristofferson, Clásico, as well as I'll Be Here in the Morning, and maybe Clay Pigeons by Townes Van Zandt and John Prine, respectfully, both of which are very good but sad country songs. So without further ado, just a little bit of rain by Karen Dalton.
If I should leave you, try to remember all the good times, long days filled with sunshine, and just a little bit of rain.
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way.
on the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Station. Gonna buy a ticket to ride. I'm gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. A ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in her last seat. Sing the song for the people to meet and get along with it all. Where the people say, y'all, I sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. I might go back down to Texas or go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to this song and start singing again. meadow, run around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle with memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when you know what to say. Station, gonna buy a ticket to ride. I'm gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. A ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Sing my song for the people to meet and get along with it all. Where the people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when you know what to say.
Clay Pigeons by John Prine. Really beautiful song. It was written originally by Blaze Foley, who is an Austin musician and singer-songwriter, who in country fashion was shot and died protecting a friend. One of his friends, not the ones that he was protecting, was Towns Van Zandt, who we're going to hear from next, who's also in that scene, I believe. Not in Austin. They were in the same scene. I can't remember where it was, though. That was Clay Pigeons by John Prine. Beautiful, beautiful song. Definitely listen to Blaze Foley as well. And there's also, funnily enough, a really good version by Michael Cera. So, you know, there you go. Hip with it. And then before that, we were listening to Sunday Morning Coming Down by Kris Kristofferson. And the first in that set of three was Just a Little Bit of Rain by Karen Dalton. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to play, that was kind of, as I said, but before those songs, that was kind of sad country, which most of country, I would say, is sad. There's a funny joke that if you play it's a funny joke, you have to laugh. But there's a joke that if you play a country song in reverse, you get back with your divorced wife, your dog is miraculously unshot, and all of your kids love you again. And you get your tractor back, apparently. But yeah, you know, I think something I was thinking about when listening to Clay Pigeons, that last song there by John Prine, is like a lot of these songs kind of have to do with, I mean, one, kind of like Western America, and like the frontier, like it's cowboy music and like not an easy lifestyle to have lived. I think there's also a lot of like talk of like moving around and being nomadic and loving predominantly women and then losing those women, which we'll hear about in the next few songs, with Girl from North Country by Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash. But there are kind of these themes of movement and of loss and tragedy and getting through it, maybe with a beer in hand. It's time for PSA, public service announcement, and a bit of a bird fact. This one is going to be not quite a bird fact, though, but, you know, we'll get there when we get there. This public service announcement is about Honk, which is a activist music group, and there's a conference celebrating 20 years of street music activism, and the 2025 Honk U Conference celebrates 20 years of Honk with a day of talks, workshops, and performances exploring the power of street music as both art and as activism. From New Orleans culture and resistance to Haitian rara, participatory brass jams, and conversations about inclusion, democracy, and community organizing, the conference will bring together musicians, activists, and scholars to reflect on how brass bands build movements and inspire change. It's free and open to the public, and so just search up Honk EU conference celebration, and you can register. It's going to be on October 9th, so that's in 2 days from now. That's on Thursday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Granoff Music Center. Tune into that. Oh my God, there's not enough time in this hour. Okay, my bird fact, which is actually a bee fact because, you know, birds and the bees go together, is that the U.S. military has militarized bees, which sounds a little bit nuts, but an example of this is for bomb detection because bees have some of the most sensitive antennae in the world, and they've basically Pavlovian trained bees to be able to detect different scents. They also have used bees to detect radiation, and the way that they do that is by, for example, in Los Alamos, where they did this at the Los Alamos labs, they put out a beehive and then tracked where the bees went, and then basically after the bees made honey, were able to pick up on radioactive material, and then based on the bees' flights determined where there was like radioactive hotspots. Which I think is wild, and I don't know how I feel about the militarization of bees, but I do think that that's a pretty ingenious application. I don't even know what word to use there. Anyways, that's the bees. No birds today, but this is Bird Brained. We only have 8 minutes left. Shoot. Okay, I'm gonna play The Girl from North Country because it's one of my favorite songs. It's one of my favorite country songs. I'm also going to play, I was talking big talk about playing Desalons, so I'm going to play the Desalons, and then I'll talk about both of those. And then if we have extra time, I will play, probably I'll Be Here in the Morning by Townes Van Zandt. But if I don't, you know, do your homework. Go listen to it after the show. Great song, great album, tragic. The album is self-titled, called Townes Van Zandt. It was released in 1969. Good year for country music. But without further ado, this is The Girl from North Country by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to one who
woman is there. For she was once a true love of mine. In the North Country Fair, where the winds get heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine, true love of mine,
a true love of mine,
a true love of mine,
true love of mine,
a true love of mine,
a true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
Thank you all so much for tuning in.